what's on the pen. This is what's on the paper. I am hip hop. I invented this philosophy in 1994. We got so much flack for it, and people disrespecting. You talk about disrespect, not debating on no intellectual level, but I don't like Chris, or he think he above everybody. Now, I'm looking at the same challenges we talking about here. The hood, the block, you know, David D, where I be. I don't be at no goddamn panels. We be in the hood every day. We in the hood. We was just, last night we had a concert somewhere. Cats, gang members right there. We dealing with cats every day. This concept of talking about hip hop is dead. We gonna have to get a real movement.
Right.
We can't keep talking and disrespecting those who lead the culture. Kool Herc, Afrika Bambaataa. These people have put their lives down. I know you might not think much about them. They may not have no records out. They may not be this. But if it wasn't for Kool Herc, none of y'all would be here. None of y'all.
But Chris.
There it is. There it is. Simple as that.
We ain't talking about hurt. Bam. We talking about peace, love, unity, having fun, and y'all making up your own shit.
This point is very well taken. Moderator. The point is well taken. Moderator. Keep it moving. You
got
to
talk to
the mic.
Joan.
And Karen. Because I have a feeling we're about to be on the same. Chris, really? I have to say this. I can understand your frustration with a lot of media. And when I told you earlier that you are part of what I do, sure, is because the misrepresentation is what inspired me to do what I did. I grew up where you grew up.
Sure.
And I am older than you. I'm glad to say that, because I know that you didn't believe me when I first said that. But there is a love and an understanding that comes from many of us who are
journalists. Oh, I ain't 35 now. I ain't 35.
Oh, okay.
45.
Oh, then I'm 5 years younger.
All right, 45 me. I look 35.
I want to say this because I feel like we're all getting lumped into some category here, and that our work on the front lines is not, we're not doing it the same way that you're doing it, but we do it, and we do it in support of what you do. We do it in respect, an acknowledgement that it is our mutual history. And I have got to say that because I don't want us to seem like we are operating on opposite sides of the fence.
You know what? No, we're not. And let me say this unequivocally and say directly to you. No disrespect, nowhere, and I don't want this to appear like a disrespect at all. Not at all. I am not trying to separate myself. I came to the panel in the spirit of unity. I came to discuss hip hop. I didn't come to discuss black people. I didn't come to discuss no race. I came to discuss my culture that I live and raise my kids on. Now, when I see people like Adisa in the room, who I do regard as a friend, no question, but I'm upset with Adisa right now. And Shamako, I see you in the back getting heated. It's all good. Let me tell you the deeper part to this as well. You know what I'm saying? This is my crew. No question about it. Shamako, that's Hip Hop Congress. We just did 2 lectures with Hip Hop Congress. Had a room full of people, all hip hoppers, discussing our future. Shamako gets respect, no question. I know his work. Adisa, been with him. We was working on a book together.
Word.
Somehow it got sidetracked, whatever it was. I'm always here to help. I'm always here to deal. But when I'm really on the front lines, really, really, for real, I'm not talking about hip hop. I got the FBI behind me. I got the CIA calling me. I got the Justice Department and so on. I don't have time to discuss
this
shit.
But you know, Chris, this is a deal.
They talk about us as terrorists.
I understand, but you work in your venue to do what you need to do.
No, but it's not my venue. This is real hip hop, and this is what we got to come to. The real leadership of hip hop is standing before you right now. If we do not get order, this is what I'm talking about. Order. We talking about people are dying. And what I'm saying is,
cats don't need a plan.
We have one. We have one. We keep recreating it and redoing it and changing it and talking about it. We have a plan since 1972. We had a plan. But when you go to college and they divorce you from the culture, meaning, I understand the first part of the panel that it was being explained to me was about how media, how should you interpret a hip-hop scholar, or how should hip-hop be interpreted in media? And that's a real discussion to really be I think that's a real question to be discussed. However, you can't go to college then say you hip-hop. That don't fly. You can't go, that don't fly here. That don't fly here. You better be a B-boy, MC, graffiti writer, DJ, or beatboxer, and you can call yourself hip-hop. Other than that, you writing about hip-hop. You ain't hip-hop. You better master these elements before you start critiquing them. How you going to critique something you ain't even doing? You critiquing something you don't even perfect? Nah, man, that objective approach to hip-hop don't work when we talking movement.
Chris, this is a really important point, and I'm glad that you're making it. Everybody, please be calm and cool, because this is what this is about.